50, continuing and complete coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic, live from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, featuring teams from the Tri-Cities as well as across the state for some dream matchups. Now to courtside with the Flat River Radio broadcast team, Randy Bushcutter, Blaine Bulis, and Doug Duda.
Good evening, everyone, from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. It is time for Game 8 of 8 in the 4th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic here on Classic Hits 98.9 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as the Grand Island Senior High Islanders take on the Ralston Rams to cap off a great day of basketball. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with you from Grand Island. We'll look at the starting lineup right after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck at State to a great group of Central Nebraska wrestlers from everyone at Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups for our final game of the Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, the starting lineup tonight for the Ralston Rams. Number 10 is a 5-foot, 10-inch sophomore, Andy Cleberat. Number 22 is a 6-foot, 2-inch junior, Will Bassett. Number 20 is a 6-foot, 5-inch senior, Ryan Herdman. Number 24 is 6'1", junior, Brad Simpson. And number 30, a 6-foot senior, Alex Beekler. The head coach of the Ralston Rams is Bill Hurd, assisted by Justin Farr, Jason Jackson, Landon Blanchard, Matt Henry, Eric Haynes, Jacob Chandler, and John Ristorf. Ralston comes into tonight's game with a record of 8-11. For the Grand Island Senior High Islanders, number 3 is a 6'1" senior, Travis Schuler. Number 4, a 6'4" senior, Max Aub. Number 11, a 6'5" junior, Riker Fife. Number 21, a 5'11" senior, Aaron Ogden. And number 45, a 6'8" junior, Nick Wentz. The head coach of the Islanders is Jeff Hofeld, assisted by B.J. Blaze, Scott Herkett, Dan Valley, Cody Fisher, Sean Monich, Sean Alvarado, and Sean Wiley. They are 11-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the opening tip in a minute.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You miss Friday's Doug and Daddy Show. We caught up with Tyler Herman, Amherst wrestling coach. They're the favorite in their district. You also miss Steve Anderson, voice of Fauner Park. And we talked about Rich Fisher being the final piece of the coaching search for Bo Pelini.
Coming up next week, a lot to talk about with the state wrestling tournament getting underway, girls sub-district basketball, and we'll recap the Huskers, Lopers, and Broncos Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy, brought to you by the Midway Auto Group. ThinkMidway.com, weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Grand Island's going to win the opening tip, and they'll take it right to the hoop and score on the layup for Aaron Ogden. And the Islanders up 2-0. And Ralston, who has come to this Heartland Hoops Classic every year and has competed against some of the top teams, is down this year. And just 8-11 and have went through some personnel issues, we understand. So we'll see how they play coming into tonight's basketball game. Ralston has lost 6 of their last 7. Into the corner, 3-pointer on the way, rattles in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, put back up and in by Alex Beechler, and it's 2-2. So 2-2 your score as we're underway here in the final game of the evening. Doug Duda with you. Glad you're here with us as they get the ball down the low post. The Islanders do to Nick Wenz. Can't get a shot away. Got a couple of big boys down there, so they'll kick it back out, working around the perimeter here against the Ram man-to-man defense. Off the dribble, Riker Fife brings it into the paint and took one too many steps and is going to be called for the travel. Coach Jeff Holville thought, hey, my guy's getting grabbed. That's why he walked with the basketball. Apparently not. So the Ralston Rams will come the other way with it. Ralston works it against the Islander man-to-man. With it up top is going to be Will Bassett. Between the circles, they'll get the ball into the hands of Herdman. Herdman back up on the left wing. The black jerseys, a little bit of blue trim in them for the Rams. Try to get the back cut. Couple of passes. Get it underneath for a short layup up and in by Brad Simpson. So Ralston with back-to-back buckets. Lead it 4-2. Here in the early going over Grand Island Senior High. Islanders in the home white with the gold and purple trim. Got the first bucket. Riker Fife, right-hand corner, puts the ball on the floor, drives and kicks it back out to the big fellow Wenz, and Wenz knocks down an 8-footer, and we are tied at 4. Kind of figured Fife would finish that play off, but makes a nice dish off once he got double-teamed, and Wenz helps him out, gives him an assist by making the bucket. Top of the circle here for the Rams is going to be Herdman. Herdman kicks it back out on the wing to Simpson. Simpson's pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. First turnover for the Ralston Rams. You're listening to KKPR-FM, KXPN and KICS-AM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. We're always on the web at KKPR.com or ESPNSuperstation.com. Islander basketball, Riker Fife around the double team, right baseline, leaves it off underneath for AU, but he'll put it up and in and draw the foul as they landed on top of the young man. Max AU will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play. Foul is on Ryan Herdman, first foul of the ball game. 5:46 to go in the opening quarter. Grand Island gains the lead back at 6-4, and AU will try and make it 7-4, free throws through. So AU hits the free throw. A three-point lead here for the Islanders at 7-4. Up the floor with it, the Ralston Rams try to go to the other end. It's knocked away from behind by Ogden. Steele, run the other way. Fife to the hoop, lays it up and in. And it's a quick little run by the Grand Island Islanders. 7 in a row to take a 9-4 lead here over Ralston, who will try and slow it down a little bit as we're just 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Rams running a lot of back cuts here off this man-to-man. The Ogden knocked the ball away, and it's going to be off of Ralston and out of bounds again. Third turnover here for the Ralston Rams. Winners earlier today, Centura, Sutton, Fremont, Bergen, St. Cecilia, Boys Town, Gretna, and Grand Island Central Catholic won the game just before this, the 1-2 teams in the state. Beat Norfolk Catholic 47-45. Great game. Close the whole way. Islanders led by 8 in the fourth quarter, which was the largest lead either team had. And now the Islanders are going to turn it over. And coming up with a loose ball will be Andy Cleberand. Second turnover for the Islanders. Cleberand's going to take a 3 and hit it. Just kind of out of nowhere. Cleberand pulls up and hits it. And the first bucket for him in the ball game, and it's 9-7. Islander basketball into the front court with it will be Schuler. Schuler gets it down to the baseline. Ball kicked around and out of bounds, trying to get it to Nick Wenz. And the Islanders turn it over. Coming in, number one, Sam Fultz, a 6'3 junior. A senior-dominated lineup, sprinkling in some juniors for the Islanders. A few more sophomores on the roster for the Ralston Rams, including Cleberad, one of the starting guards. Bringing the ball up the floor will be Will Bassett. Bassett off a couple of picks, brings it to the left wing, kicks it off in the corner. Looking for some room is Beechler. He'll drive off the window and score. Beechler up and in. His second bucket. and we are tied at 9. So a game of many runs here in the first quarter. The Islanders 7-0 run, answered by back-to-back runs by the Rams. Trying to bounce it behind his back and dribbling it off his foot is Aaron Ogden. And nice defense to get the steal by Will Bassett. Fourth turnover for the Islanders. And at the other end, the short jumper rolls around and off the rim, no good. But the rebound, Brad Simpson. And Ralston gets another opportunity here on their offensive possession. Get it back to Bassett, and they'll reset the offense. Will between the circle here for the Rams. Looks for the pick. Off the ball screen, takes it in, and Riker Fife got him on the arm, trying to come down with the double team. So free throws coming up for Ralston, and for Fife, that will be his first personal foul. It's also the first foul. Or no, they can change that. They're not going to say Fife. They're going to say it's on Fultz. Okay. So 1-1, not 2-1s, as in 11. And the free throw by Bassett is on the way, too strong. 9-9, Ralston looking to get the lead. And the second free throw for Bassett is on the way, and it's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Nick Wins. That's the first rebound of the game for Grand Island. Up the floor they come, Fife. Fife drives the baseline. Pull-up jumper avoids the contact and scores. Nice elevation by Riker Fife of the Islanders back on top, 11-9, with 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Will Bassett brings it into the front court, working there on Sam Fultz. Brings him into the paint, little leaner, and Fife did clock him this time. So Riker Fife with his first foul. And back to the line will be Will Bassett. He just missed two. Can he change that up this time around? Again, the Husker men, a winner earlier today over Oklahoma State. The women fall to Oklahoma State as the free throw is no good. So some problems at the line early on here for Will Bassett. Second free throw now for the junior guard. And Will will put it up, and no good. 0 for 4, and the rebound yanked down by Nick Wentz. He's got some hands trying to knock the ball away from him, but can't get the job done. And now the Islanders throw it away, trying to get it to Sam Fultz. The pass behind him and out of bounds. So the Islanders have turned it over 5 times, and Travis Schuler will re-enter the ball game here for the Islanders. 11-9, your score. Grand Island with the 2-point lead. Walking the ball up the floor is going to be Will Bassett. Bassett guarded there by Fultz. Gets rid of it on the left wing to Herdman. Herdman right side. Going to go to Simpson. Simpson drives, puts it up. Partially blocked by Wentz. Here come the Islanders. Fence down the middle. He'll give it off to Fife. Fife gets it underneath the Fultz. Missed the jumper. Kind of some miscommunication there. They didn't get a real good shot for having a fast break. And Will Bassett will get the rebound. And a reach-in foul going to be called on the Islanders. Riker Fife with his second straight foul. And checking in now for the Islanders, Jack Jeffries and Corey Fuller. 2:43 to go here in quarter number one, and it is 11-9. Grand Island leading Ralston. And it's going to be Cleverad to throw it in for the Rams. And he will find his teammate Will Bassett. Bassett picks his dribble up way out away from the hoop. Fires it to Herdman, get their offense in motion. Cleverad up top against the man-to-man of the Islanders here. And the pass is going to be stolen away. And up the floor with it is going to be Max Ayoub. Ayoub to the other end. Dishes it off. Layup up and in. And a foul to go along with it for Corey Folan. So Folan will go to the line to try and complete a three-point play. Brad Simpson with his first foul. The second foul of the ball game on Ralston. 13-9 Islanders. And the second free throw. Our first free throw to complete the three-point play is good by Folan. And checking in, Matt Diedrich will come in for Ralston, 6'1 senior. And the Islanders are up by 5 again at 14-9. Ralston very deliberate about bringing the ball up the floor. And then when they get in that half court, they try and go about 100 miles an hour with screens and cuts and rotating through. Haven't been able to score many points in the half-court set, though. A couple on steals and transition buckets. Top of the circle, faking the three. A travel going to be called on the Rams. Ryan Herdman, fifth turnover. Turnovers are even at 5 apiece. 2:05 to go, first quarter. 14-9, Grand Island, leading Ralston. And up the floor, Travis Schuler. Schuler, crossover dribble, working there on Cleverad. Takes it into the paint, puts the jumper up, hit the front of the rim, no good. Got it back and draws the foul. So the fouls now start to pick up on both ends. And Ralston will get their third foul of the game. Goes on Brad Simpson, his second. And it looks like Coach Hurd's going to go to the bench again. Shuler to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And the first one is no good. Checking back into the ball game here is going to be number 30, Alex Beekler. And also coming in, Tim Kuypis. Second free throw now on the way for Travis Shuler. And the Islanders add another point to the board. Shuler gets one of two, and it's 15-9. Grand Island, they lead it by six. Into the front court for the Ralston Rams is Will Bassett. Kicks it over on the right wing to Beekler. Gets it inside. Bassett again. He'll scoop it up and score his first bucket of the ball game. And Will makes it 15-11. Grand Island front court. Drop it down and kick it back out. Looking at a possible three. Not there for Ayoub. Ayoub gives it off to Fultz. Fultz comes into the paint. Got his shot blocked on the attack to the hoop. Blocked by Beekler. And out of bounds, it's going to go. And go to Ralston, they say. They change their mind and give the ball to the Rams. Ralston to throw it in against some zone trap pressure here, it looks like. Maybe a little 2-2-1 zone trap. Keep it out of Bassett's hands if they can. But they thread the needle, get it to Will. He'll bring it up the floor. Attack has a little room. Pull-up jumper from seven won't go. Rebound brought down by Ayoub. Ayoub will bring it up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Max has it knocked out of his hand, so they'll have to throw it in. 15-11. Islanders with a four-point lead and have the ball. Grand Island has been very good here in the first quarter. Outside of those five turnovers, they have done a good job of attacking the basket. Most of the shots in the paint, most of those points in the paint, haven't had a lot of outside jump shots, haven't attempted a three yet. Ralston's attempted one, and Clever Rat hit it. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, driving into the paint. The jumper on the way up and in. Corey Folland. 5 points for Folland. 17-11. 45 seconds to go first quarter. So the Islanders able to take the Class B Ralston Rams off the dribble here so far in the first quarter of play. Klimarad kicks it into the right-hand corner. Picks his dribble up and clears it back out to Kuypis. Back into the corner. Three-pointer. Herdman on the way. It's over everything. Bassett tries to save the ball inbounds and cannot do it. It ends up in the hands of Ayoub. Ayoub goes to the other end. No numbers. Lost the handle. Out of bounds to Grand Island. To Ralston. Grand Island turnover. One on four, and somehow it went off the Islanders with 20 seconds to go. And Ralston down by six. 17-11. And Bassett will bring it into the front court. Bounce pass right side, dump it into the corner. And we have him stepping out of bounds, trying to make a move. Andy Klemmerad steps out. And now Ralston has turned it over six times. Just 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Fife comes back in. Fultz. Ogden. And it'll be Ayoub to throw it in here. The Islanders are uncontested in the back court, so Ogden can bring it up quickly. Midcourt with 7 seconds. Trying to set up a possible three. Fife gets moving. Now he's just going to take it to the hoop. Scoop shot is no good. And the rebound brought down by Ralston as time expires. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Grand Island 17 and Ralston 11. We're back with more basketball from the Heartland Events Center and the 4th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic in a minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. where we head to the second quarter of our final game of the day. It is Grand Island 17 and Ralston 11. The Rams will get to inbound the ball for the opening possession of the second quarter. And it'll be Bassett across the timeline. Almost picked it up in mid-dribble. Wanted to make a pass. Instead, he's going to drive, shoot it, miss it. Nick Wins will get his third rebound. And then the outlet pass is thrown away. With nobody guarding the Islanders, that is as unforced as it's going to get. In the first quarter, each team had six turnovers. Rebounds, five for the Islanders, four for Ralston. Islanders did not attempt a three. Ralston, one of two. Free throws, Ralston, 0 of 4. Grand Island, 3 of 4. 4 points for Alex Beekler leads the way for Ralston. 5 for Corey Tholen leads the Islanders as they had 6 players score in the first quarter. Ralston being patient here against the Islander man-to-man. Lob it down low there. They've got a man, missed the shot, but got the offensive rebound. Brad Simpson got the rebound of his own miss and put it up and in. 17-13, Islanders lead by 4. They've only trailed once in the ball game. That was at 4-2. As Ayoub, 360 spin move, takes it to the hoop. Pass got a hand on it. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Back up and in for Max Ayoub. 5 points now for Ayoub. 19-13 Islanders. A minute in to quarter number two. Bassett walks the ball up the floor again. The Islanders maybe changing their defense up here a little bit, trying to trap him on a little zone up top. As they get out of that man-to-man, the ball's tipped away. It's going to be off of Bassett and out of bounds. Oh, no. They're going to not see that one and give the ball back to Ralston. It clearly went off of Bassett's fingers, but Ralston will get credit for keeping possession of the basketball off the near steal by Aaron Ogden. And so Ralston will keep the ball. And Bassett again walks it up. It's at this time of the night not very exciting when he does that. Ralston really hasn't got a chance to get out and go much, and they throw it away again. Right into the hands of Nick Wentz. And the seventh turnover for Ralston. Up the floor, Ayoub. Ayoub trying to look inside for Wentz, who's posted up. They don't get him the ball. Back up top to Ogden. Ogden back to Ayoub. Max for three. It's up. It's no good. That's the first three of the game. And a foul on the rebound attempt on the Islanders. Bassett bringing down the loose ball. And the foul is on Aaron Ogden. His first and the fourth team foul on the Islanders. Grand Island has Foland, Foltz, Ayoub, Wentz, and Ogden on the floor. Ralston will get the ball into Tim Kuypest. He's out there with Herdman, along with Beekler, Cleverad. And the ball comes over to Cleverad for the three. No good, and a huge collision underneath. And Ayoub went airborne and windmills to the ground and draws a foul. That looked really potentially bad. The foul on Simpson, who was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now he has three of his team's four fouls. He'll have to come out and Bassett right back in. Boy, Ayoub jumped up there and just got undercut, and he was coming down with the ball in his hands with no way to use his hands to brace himself and use the ball to do so, and it wasn't too bad. Ralston has decided to put on some full-court pressure, and the Islanders break it with Ayoub. It's the trailer, Foland, back to Ogden. Ogden drives to Wentz. Wentz got a little excited and walked with the basketball. Eighth turnover for Grand Island. 19-13 Islanders, 5:50 to go here in the first half of play. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you all the results from earlier in the day. First half stats of this game. Little update on wrestling. The Islanders win their district with 13 kids going to the state meet in Omaha next week. Kearney was second. They're sending 10. Ball was kicked, and so Ralston will throw it back in. You're listening to KKPR FM, KXPN, and KICS AM as we're on Classic Hits and ESPN Superstation today. Bassett into the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out of the wing to Beekler. Beekler off the foot, out of bounds. Last touch by the Islanders. And Ralston to throw it in again. Only 2 points in the quarter so far for the Rams. And they'll dump it into the corner for a quick look at a three. Beekler puts it up. It is no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Riker Fife. Fife up the floor. Gives it to Ayoub, who passes it underneath to Wentz, who hit the rim on the way up. And it came right back to him, and he is fouled. Some great passing. Wentz was just too far when he caught the ball. the foul. Alex Buechler, his first foul, fifth team foul. And at the line, Nick Wentz to shoot a pair of free throws for the Islanders, and the first one is no good. Second one coming up, but first we're going to get a timeout here by the Ralston Rams. 5:16 to go in quarter number two. It's Grand Island 19, Ralston 13. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Events Center. Coming up at halftime, we'll, as we said, look at all the stats and maybe corral Tino Martinez as the free throw is up and no good by Nick Wentz. And nobody can grab the rebound, so it'll be Ralston ball. Things have really slowed down here in this ball game. Only 2 points for each team in the quarter. Few fouls, a lot of turnovers. Something you would expect to see first thing in the morning or late at night if you're tired. And I can't imagine either team is tired, although the Islanders did play last night. Now we've got a free-for-all at midcourt. Jump ball, arrow points the way of the Islanders. Another Ralston turnover. Again, don't forget, we'll be back in Grand Island Tuesday for the beginning of girls sub-district basketball at the Rosencrantz Gym at Northwest, C19 Girls, as Minden, Kearney Catholic, Centura, the top seeds in that. And here, Max Ayoub makes a nice move on the low post. One-hander off the window is good. 7 points for Ayoub. 5:30 Tuesday, Minden will play either Gibbon or Wood River. And at 7:15, the Kearney Catholic Girls battle Centura for the third time in 10 days. Centura has won the first two meetings. Then Thursday, it is the sub-district final. Of course, complete coverage of the wrestling, state wrestling meet. Tomorrow, our wrestling rally at 3 here on Classic Hits. Area coaches and state qualifiers will be joining us as a full preview of the state meet. Right now, Ralston works the ball around the perimeter against the Islanders zone. Nice little spin move on the low block. Shot is no good. And the rebound brought down again by Ayoub, his fifth. And up the floor with it is going to be Corey Fullen. To Riker, 5 on the right wing against the Ram. Man-to-man, down to Wentz, and he hasn't been able to get much going here. Another travel for Nick Wentz. I don't know if it's the good defense or if it's just not Nick's night right now. He's not a high-scoring player, but he does take up a lot of room down there and trying to get in the ball in the low post. He's averaging only about 3 points a game. Right now, the Islanders are back in that zone defense. And Ralston is thoroughly confused by it. Will Bassett will kick it out. Here's a three-pointer on the way off the front of the rim. No good by Cleverad. Rebound brought down. Ayoub again. Outlet pass to Ogden. Ogden swings it over to Fullen. Fullen holds the ball on the right side of the key. Pick and roll with Wentz, but the pass is down at his ankles, and the Islanders turn it over. Here comes Ralston. Fast break to Bassett. Has it blocked from behind by Riker. Fife. The Islanders go the other way. Fife up to Wentz. Wentz fouled. Making sure that he couldn't get the shot away for the Ralston Rams was Tim Kuypest. And two free throws coming up for Nick Wentz, who missed two free throws earlier in the basketball game. He is a 50% free throw shooter on the season, but just 2 of 4. And he makes this one. That'll make it 22-13 Islanders. They lead it by 9. And the second free throw on the way, and it is in. So Wentz hits them both, and it's a 10-point lead for Grand Island, 23-13 with 3:14 to go here in quarter number two. 23-13 Islanders. And the Ralston Rams have the basketball. Swing it to the backside and dribbling it off his own foot. And out of bounds it goes, although the official says that it's Ralston's. Ralston thinks it's Grand Island's. but Ralston's going to keep it. Full court pressure zone trap being put into play here by the Islanders. And the ball comes in to Diedrich. Matt Diedrich dribbles through the double team. They've got numbers. Kicks it out for a long three. That is up and in by Andy Cleverad. His second three. So Cleverad hits his second three, and that finally moves the score for the Rams. 23-16 Islanders. 2:45 to go here in quarter number two. With the ball, Sam Foltz gets it down low. Into the hands of Ayoub. Underneath, fouled, and scores. Max Ayoub with a chance for a three-point play. He's got all three field goals of the quarter here for Grand Island. The foul is going to be on Ryan Herdman, his second. And Ayoub is 1 of 1 at the line, 2 of 2 at the line. 7 of the quarter, 10 of the game, and the Islanders lead it 26-16. They answer the three-pointer with an old-fashioned one. And across the timeline come the Rams. And a foul called on the Islanders, knocking it out of the hands of Matt Diedrich. And the foul on Aaron Ogden, his second, and the team's fifth. And Ralston will throw it in at midcourt. Eighth game of the day here on ESPN Radio, and Classic hits 98-9. Moving around the perimeter of the Rams. 26-16. It was a very large crowd for the previous game, Central Catholic, Norfolk Catholic. Still a good crowd, but some people are just a little too late, and Ralston turns it over. The steal is made by Jack Jeffries, and Jeffries gets it up into the hands of Ogden. Ogden into the paint, kicks it out on the wing to Ayoub. Ayoub well into the left-hand corner, back up top to Jeffries. Now a three-pointer by Foltz is on the way. It's no good. Long rebound comes to Cleverod. Cleverod will push the ball up the floor, dish it out on the right wing to Simpson. No, that's Herdman. Herdman rotates it back out to the left wing. Looking for the three is going to be Diedrich. Diedrich takes a dribble, takes a shot in Herdman. No good. Ball in the hands of Travis Schuler. Schuler pushes the ball up the floor with a minute 35 to go here in the game. Should say first half. With it is Ogden. Trying to post up Ayoub. They've got him double-teamed. Ayoub tries to take the shot, realizes that he can't get it off, kicks it out for a three-pointer by Ogden. Short, no good. Rebound, Ayoub back up and in. And a timeout going to be called here by Ralston. They're not getting to the boards, and Coach Bill Hurd wants to know why his team is so flat right now. He'll call a timeout with just 1:18 remaining in the first half. It is Grand Island 28, Ralston 16, and we'll be back after this on ESPN and Classic Hits.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
USAVE Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. USAVE Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
This is Bob Sherwood from Bambi Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Ralston Rams trailing here with the ball, 28-16 against the Islanders, and Tim Kuypis with it. Kuypis just dribbling out between the circles here. Man-to-man back on for the Islanders. They had went zone for a while. Kuypis just decides to drive into the hoop, and he's going to get the foul. Let's see if they say he was shooting. No, they do not. Corey Folan's first, team sixth. So the Rams will take it out underneath their own hoop. They'll go square left and lob it up top to Diedrich. Hand it off to Will Bassett to the high post. Ball fake that time from Herdman. Herdman swings it over to Kuypis. Uses the pick to the top of the circle. Fires the 18-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Ayoub. I've got him for 8 boards here in the first half. He'll bring the ball off the floor, hit the trailer, Folan. Give it off to Jeffries in the left-hand corner to Foltz. 40 seconds to go in the half. Skip pass right side, Folan. Down a low block, Ayoub. He's covered. They'll go to Schuler Left corner, here's a three. Jeffries on the way. Off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Bassett. 25 seconds to go. Bassett trying to go coast to coast. Throws it off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Fullen. They've got numbers. Fullen takes it the other way just as fast, and this time he'll score. 7 points for Corey Fullen, and it is 30-16. Ralston just 5 points in the quarter. 10 seconds to go. Looking for the last shot. Will Bassett takes his man off the dribble. Elevates over Ayub. Can't get the shot. Max gets the rebound. Grand Island will not get a shot away, and we are at halftime here in the final game of the day of the Heartland Hoops Classic. It is Grand Island 30, Ralston 16. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck at State to a great group of Central Nebraska wrestlers from everyone at Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It is Grand Island 30 and Ralston 16 here at the half of our final game of the day. Earlier today, here's how things finished up. Game one went overtime. Centura 46, Sandy Creek 40. Sutton beat Pierce 44-39. Fremont Bergen over Kearney Catholic 63-50. Hastings St. Cecilia edged Milford 52-45. Boys Town over Ravenna 67-53. Gretna down to Adams Central 69-45. And then Grand Island Central Catholic beats Norfolk Catholic 47-45. We'll be back with more in a minute on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center halftime of our final game of the day in the fourth annual Heartland Hoops Classic. And the tournament organizer, Tina Martinez, kind enough to join us after helping Grand Island Central Catholic win over Norfolk Catholic 47-45. Tino, long, long day. You added an eighth game, but the seventh game was a pretty good one.
Yeah, you know, it really worked out fine. My biggest worry is what, you know, when we haven't any of the 4 years fell behind schedule, and I was worried about that with adding the eighth game, and we were able to stay ahead all day. So
and they go overtime to start the
and
day.
And we went overtime to start the day. So, you know, it's been a great day. You know, I think it was well attended and well received by everybody. So good day overall.
What about the attendance? There's a catch-22. You've got to have local teams to get more people. And then people say that they will show up from all over the place if you bring in out-of-state teams. I find it hard to believe that if you get too many Kansas or Colorado, the teams that Nebraskans don't even know anything about, even if they're a great team record-wise, hard to come out and watch that. I think we had a lot of fans that caught about six games today. They got here for the middle to the last part of that second game between Sutton and Pierce, and outside of the Islander fans kind of cleared out after the Central Catholic game.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of been the trend. You know, that the last game was always hard to keep the crowd. You know, so we might have to do some things to finagle with that. But I think you're right. You know, we got a lot of people that say, hey, you need to have a Kansas City team. You need to have a – but, you know, they ain't bringing anybody. So, you know, we've been fortunate here to have people like Ravenna, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, obviously what they've done for 3 years in a row. Central Catholic got to be mentioned in there. You know, we've got great basketball programs in our area. So we got to take advantage of that. And those programs really travel well as far as fan base.
You're already looking ahead to the fifth annual next year. Same time, I know you've already got some teams out there. What can you tell us about next year?
We got some teams signed for next year. You know, we're going to talk about some things after tonight and see if we're going to do eight games next year, go back to seven, see how people, you know, like the time of the 9:15 type stuff. But I got four games. You know, I got South Sioux City coming in next year, so... you know, people are going to want to see the Giselle kid. The growth kid is putting up some big numbers, too. So I think that's going to be a game of marquee value. I got Minden and Gretna playing next year. So again, another good program in the area that people like to follow. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, Central Catholic's going to be part of it. Sutton, I think, will be back. Kearney Catholic wants back in. So I have some options. We'll see what we can put together that makes sense. And see where we end up. But I should have that finalized round state tournament.
Well, I'm guessing with five senior starters, you guys like to get a marquee matchup. You're not going to be the one playing South Sioux, are you?
No, Grand Island Senior High is going to play South Sioux City. So that's going to, I mean, should be a pretty good game for people to see. And like I said, you know, we had the year where we had Eichmeyer and Carr out here. And they got a player like that, top caliber of player, where people are in the area probably going to want to see. You know, when else are you going to see South Sioux City and Mike Giselle play other than the state tournament? So people in our area can take advantage of that, you know, next year in February. But so, yeah, that should be a good game. And then Central Catholic, you know, we might look at, you know, we probably aren't going to, you know, have the same type of weekend we had today.
You're one of the few teams that I've covered this year that is loaded with seniors. It seems like so many teams, boys and girls, have some underclassmen this year. And a great win for you guys tonight. I'll let you go get your head on a pillow somewhere. I know you still got a couple hours of work to do, but some good games again, some great games again today, and great job for you and your crew to put on another great event for the fourth straight year.
Well, I appreciate it, Doug. Appreciate everything you do for the high school sports. So, thank you.
Hey, we'll see you at state.
All right.
Tito Martinez, head boys or assistant boys basketball coach, head of the Heartland Event Center's Heartland Hoops Classic, and he joins us here at half, where Grand Island is leading our final game over Ralston 30-16, and we'll look at the numbers after this quick 30-second timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for our final game. And first of all, for the Ralston Rams, we will start with Andy Cleverod. 2 3-pointers. He's got 6 points, 1 rebound. Will Bassett, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Brad Simpson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Alex Beekler, 4 points, 2 rebounds and a block. 16 points, 9 rebounds. 0 of 4 at the free throw line. 2 of 5 from 3-point land. 1 block and 9 turnovers for the Rams. For Grand Island, Travis Schuler has 1 point, 2 rebounds. Max Ayoub leads the team with 12 points, 9 rebounds. Riker Fife, 4 points, a rebound, and a block. Corey Fulan, 7 points, 1 rebound. Aaron Ogden, 2 points. And Nick Wenz, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 30 points at the half, 16 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from a 3-point land, 2 blocks and 10 turnovers, and the Islanders lead Ralston 30-16. Again, in wrestling today, Grand Island won the A4 district at Lincoln Southeast. They qualified all but one wrestler. 13 wrestlers make it to state. Tanner McLaren's a district champion. Show was Andrew Reedy. So it was Michael Boland, Billy Leach, Jeffrey Brisbane, Coleman Westerby, and Daniel Sotella. At 1:12, Trayston Trujillo slammed Ryan Bauer of Kearney, and so Bauer was injured and ended up winning by default. Otherwise, it looked like Trujillo probably would have won the district there as well. Kearney sends 10 out of that district in the A4. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
It'll be Ralston basketball to start the second half, and let's see if the Rams can get some offense going here after being held to 5 points in the second quarter, trailing 30-16. Islanders with their largest lead of the ball game here at 14 points. Islanders will start off in a man-to-man. They threw a little zone at Ralston that messed them up for a while in quarter number two. And let's see if the Rams can get something going off this man-to-man defense. Set some picks, what they try to do in the first quarter where they put up 11 points. But their defense keeps turning the ball over, and there's another steal. 10th turnover, Ralston going the other way. We've got a goaltending. Count the bucket for Travis Schuler. So goaltending, and it's 32-16. Schuler with his first bucket of the ball game has 3 points. Nebraska men's basketball team, a winner earlier today, 65-54 over Oklahoma State. Missouri beat Oklahoma. A&M edged Texas Tech. Kansas thumped Iowa State. Texas beat Baylor. Here is another Ralston turnover, and at the other end, Riker Fife lays it up and in. This is not what Coach Bill Hurd had in mind to start the second half. His ball club now down 34-16. Will Bassett's going to take it himself. Run into Nick Wentz. Wentz blocks it right back to him. Shot no good, and we've got a foul. Fighting for the loose basketball. Called on the Islanders. No, it's going to be on Ralston. It's going to be on Ralston, my bad. Alex Fiechler with his second personal foul and first foul of the half. 34-16, Grand Island. Ralston trying to put on a little full-court pressure here. They'll throw over the top of it to Ayoub. Ayoub into the front court they go. Here's a long three in transition for Fife. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Beekler. Grand Island has not made a three-pointer yet in the ball game in 5 attempts. Dribble on the right side for the Rams and Ryan Herdman. Herdman kicks it back out top, takes it back, shoots the three, and Herdman hits the three. First pointer of the ball game for Ryan Herdman. That makes it 34-19. Again, pressure on. Islanders trouble kind of getting it in here. I think this caught him by surprise, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Jeff Hofeld as he saw his team having trouble getting the ball in. A 30-second timeout with 6:28 to go here in the third quarter of play. 34-19, Grand Island leading Ralston here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Out of the timeout, the Islanders will have the ball and take it right down the middle of the floor. Aaron Ogden wastes no time. They inbounded it to him, and he takes it right down the middle of the lane and scores his second bucket of the ball game, 36-19. In favor of G.I. Ralston with it on the right wing. That's Herdman. Back up top to Simpson. Reverse it left side. Ball is tipped away. Grand Island has been playing some better basketball as of late. They have won 6 of their last 8 ball games, and if this stays, it'll be 7 of their last 9. And Ralston will throw it in. Look for a back cut. Nothing there. So another three-pointer up and in for Ryan Herdman. So Herdman hits back-to-back threes here for Ralston, and it's 36-22. Ralston, a few fans that have made it here make a little noise for the first time tonight. Really have something to cheer about. Fife on the low post, the other end, spins towards the baseline, and it rolls off the front of the rim. Got a good look, wouldn't go. Herdman will get the rebound. Up the floor he comes. Ball tipped away, but into the hands there of Cleverod, who shoots another three, but that one's too strong. Ball comes down to Nick Wentz. And Wentz will get the outlet pass up ahead to Fife, one-on-one. Trying to kick it to the trailer. It's ricocheted right back to Riker, who takes the jumper from 10 and hits it. 8 points for Riker. Finds the offense starting to pick up here a little bit. Makes it 38-22. Ralston front court. Here's Herdman again, and Wentz is going to be called for a hand check. First foul on Nick Wentz. First foul of the second half on Grand Island. And checking back in, Will Bassett and Matt Diedrich for Ralston. And for the Islanders, going to sub in Jack Jeffries. So Ralston ball on their own baseline here. Down 38-22. Lob it up top, hand it straight off there to Kuipis. Kuipis backs it out and finds Matt Diedrich. Over to, that's not Bassett, that is Bright Hamelu into the ball game. Hamelu dishes it off. Here is the drive and shot up and in by Ryan Herdman. Herdman didn't score in the first half, and he has all 8 points here in the second quarter for Ralston, and it's 38-24. So Herdman has decided to maybe try and take over the game, and he's got the hot hand right now. Fife double team, tries to kick it back out top. The ball is tipped away, and running it down to the backcourt will be Ogden. Ogden to the right corner, driving Schuler, a little floater off the iron, no good. Rebound to Diedrich, his first for the Rams. Up the floor comes Ralston, trying to make a little run here and dribbling it off the foot. That seems to be what happens every time Ralston makes a run. They drop the ball, and we got a fight in the lane. Finally, a foul called on the Islanders. Jeffries commits the foul, his first, and the team second. Again, earlier today, Centura over Sandy Creek, Sutton beat Pierce, Fremont Bergen over Kearney Catholic, St. Cecilia beat Milford, Boys Town over Ravenna, Gretna down Adams Central, and Grand Island Central Catholic beat Norfolk Catholic 47-45. Ralston basketball. Tim Kuipis between the circles. Takes one dribble to the left and gives it off there to Herdman. Herdman, now Ayoub is on him defensively. Try and slow him down a little bit against the man-to-man. Swings it over to Simpson right side, drops it into the corner. Coming into the paint, Kuipis takes a tough shot, comes up way short. Ball is saved, though, by Brad Simpson. And another opportunity, and the shot's going to be blocked inside by Fife. Up the floor they come. Ayoub ahead, and he is going to be fouled, taking it to the rack. Close to a block, but the foul is called. And a couple of free throws coming up for Riker Fife. The foul on Ryan Herdman is his third. Fife will make his first trip to the line. He's got 8 points, and the free throw is up and in. Or Ayoub, excuse me, not Fife. Ayoub's at the line. He is 2 of 2, make it 3 of 3. And it's 39-24. Back in Travis Schuler. Also Corey Foland into the game for the Islanders. Second free throw coming up now for Ayoub. Grand Island plays Kearney on Thursday at home. Second free throw up and in for Ayoub, and then they wrap up the regular season at Columbus 1 week from tonight. In for Ralston is going to be Jake Godel, a 6'1 sophomore making his first appearance. 40-24. Grand Island has led virtually the whole way. They trailed 4-2. Outside of that, they have been in control of this ball game. They were up 30-16 at the half. It's now 40-24. Leaner the other end, forced off the glass, won't go. Ball is tipped back into the Rams' hands. Shot back by Simpson, won't go, and a foul called. Fouls on Sam Foltz, his second, team's third, or Ralston will get it underneath their own hoop. 40-24. Rams have not really been able to make much of a run. Herdman hit a couple of shots to help them get close, and now they've quieted down again after they got it to 12. It's back to 16. Rams with it. Godel swings it over to Hamelu. Back up top, thinking about the three, taking the long three. It's off the front of the rim, no good by Diedrich, and we've got another foul after the rebound was yanked down by Schuler. Fouls on Ralston. Called on Brad Simpson, his fourth. So Simpson has four, Herdman has three. Here comes Tonio Fittigone into the ballgame. So Coach Hurd's getting everybody in there, it looks like. So Fittigone gets into the game, And they'll put full court pressure on for the Rams. Gave the Islanders a little bit of trouble here earlier in the quarter. And up the floor, here comes Travis Schuler. Schuler lobs it underneath. Gets it to Fultz. Back to Schuler. Gets in the paint. Ball fake. Shot no good, but a foul going to be called on Fidione, who just checked in. His first. And at the line to shoot two will be Travis Schuler. Schuler, one of two, 3 points. And the first free throw is on the way. Hits the front of the rim. Short. No good. Again tomorrow, the 14th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We'll talk with area wrestling coaches and state qualifiers. And that will get underway at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk with Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney coaches and Tri-City coaches and a lot more. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Herdman. Join us tomorrow between 3 and 5. Driving in is Herdman. Kicks it out on the wing. Here's the three by Clemeron. No good. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Herdman, and he's going to be fouled. 3 minutes to go here in what has been a long third quarter. And we already have a total of 8 fouls called. And that one is called on Riker Fife, his third. And at the line is Ryan Herdman to shoot two. And the first one is no good. Max Ayew back into the ball game for the Islanders. He's in there with Schuler and Fultz and Foland and Fife. Second free throw, Herdman up and in. He's got all 9 points in the quarter for Ralston. And checking in, here comes Mitch Sandlin. So Sandlin checks into the ball game, and the Islanders will get the ball in to Schuler. Schuler, they double team, dribbles around, throws up the top to Fife. Fife now puts his head down, brings it into the paint, kicks it out to the wing. Fultz open three, and Sam hits it off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Fidione. Fidione clears it out on the right side to Clemeron. Clemeron kicks it back out top to Herdman. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 40-25, Grand Island. Only 1 point scored here in about 2.5 minutes. Left wing Herdman, he's going to try the long jumper. The 18-footer is short, but a rebound brought down by Hamilou. Hamilou gets it back out front. So Ralston will reset it here. A totally different looking lineup than what we saw from the Rams in the first half. Got three kids out there right now that weren't on the floor at all in the first half of play. One of those is Hamilou, and he's got it off on the right wing. Swings it right side to Sandlin. Another new face out there. Crossover dribble back up top to Herdman against the Islander man-to-man, doing a good job. Long possession for the Rams. Herdman drives, takes it to the baseline. Little jumper rolls off the rim by Hamilou. No good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Fidione. And a timeout going to be called by Ralston after the main. So with 1:49 to go in the third quarter of play, Grand Island 40, Ralston 27. We'll be back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You are listening to KKPR-FM, KXPN, and KICS-AM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The final game of the fourth annual Heartwood Hoops Classic. Grand Island leading Ralston 40-27 with a minute 49 to go here in the third quarter of play. Islanders hustle the ball up the floor. Ayew into the corner. Fultz, 4-3. Still haven't made one. 0-7. Offensive rebound. Grabbed there by the Islanders. And Ayew draws the foul. Antonio Fidione gets his second foul. 15th foul on Ralston. And back into the ball game, Jake Godel. And the Islanders have the ball underneath their own hoop. And now, evidently, a little talk with a couple of the players that might be getting aggressive, so they're going to try and take care of that. And the Islanders to throw it in. Looking right underneath the Fife. Fife missed the short jumper. He was in some traffic, got his own rebound, and he'll draw the foul. In fact, fouled so hard that he shot at the back of the backboard, behind the backboard. And at the line, Riker Fine. And Fidione is in there and has made three fouls, committed three fouls in about 2 minutes. And Fife now comes to the line for the first time. 8 points in the game, and the first free throw is on the way, no good. Grand Island is currently 8 of 14 at the line. Ralston, 1 of 6. And the second free throw now for Riker Fife on the way and in. So Fife gets 1 of 2, 5 in the quarter, 9 of the game. And Grand Island finally gets off 40. They had been on 40 forever. 41-27. Islanders lead it by 14. They have led by double digits since early in the second quarter. Godel drives into the right corner. Another foul. This one is going to be on Corey Folan. His second. And at the line, Jake Godel for the first time to shoot two. Looking for his first point of the ball game. It's on the way and in. So Godel makes it 41-28. And with a slowdown here by Grand Island, Ralston's not totally out of this. Second free throw up and in. And this is as close as the Rams have been. 41-29, but up the floor, driving and kicking is Ogden on the wing for the three. It is no good by Shuler. And the rebound brought down by the Rams. Godel gets his first one. Ralston could make it a 10 or even a 9-point game here after being down by as many as 17. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Godel has it. Gets by Folan. Kicks it off on the right wing, but throws it into the bench. Last touch by the Islanders. They say the ball was tipped. With 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Wait for a shoe tie. And again, say thank you to the many fine sponsors that have allowed us to bring you the 4th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic from start to finish today. Got underway at 9 o'clock this morning. Get out of here close to about 10:45, unless this game does something strange in the interim. Driving in is going to be Ryan Herdman. Herdman kicks it out on the wing to Hamilwu. Back up top for three. Cleverod can't get it to go. Ball pulled down by Riker Fife, then knocked out of bounds out of his hands. It'll stay with the Islanders. 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter for Coach Jeff Holfold and his hometown Islanders. Full court pressure, and they try to throw it into Folan, overthrow him, and Shuler will come grab it. Back to Folan, and the Islanders will bring it across the timeline. I think they'd like to play for the last shot, but Ralston picks up the defensive pressure, driving in. Ogden dishes it off to Ayoub, who is mauled, and the shot still goes in. Max Ayoub with 16 in the game. 43-29. And that's the first field goal by Grand Island in nearly 4 minutes. The foul will be called on number 44, Wright Hamilwu. Seventh foul in the third quarter on Ralston. Ayoub now to shoot the free throw and try and complete the three-point play for the third time tonight, and he does. Ayoub is a perfect 5 of 5 at the line. He's had three old-fashioned three-point plays. 44-29 Islanders as Ralston brings it into the front court with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Godel on the right wing, working on Folan, takes it inside. Fife fouled him, and Godel scored. Chance for a three-point play for Jake Godel. And there's two players that could have fouled him. They call it on Fife, and that is his fourth, team's fifth. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play, Jake Godel. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ayoub, his 11th board of the ball game. Still 10 seconds into the front court. Shuler, one-on-one against Cleverod. Tries to get a shot away. 4 seconds. 5 second count is on. He finally just drives and takes it right to the hole and scores. The help side defense didn't get there in time, and Shuler has 5 points and scores right before the third quarter horn. And after three, it is Grand Island 46, Ralston 31. You're listening to the 4th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
see the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to the final quarter of 32 today, and we had one overtime, so 35 quarters of basketball here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. 33 quarters of basketball. That's how late it is. Doug Dude along with Stacy Johns. Glad to have you along with us here on today's fourth annual Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. 46-31, Grand Island gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. They have the lead over Ralston. Trying to follow up the Central Catholic win with one of their own. Dump it in the left-hand corner. Schuler has it. Schuler thought about driving the baseline, got cut off. Max Ayoub leads the team with 17 points. Riker Fife has 9. For Ralston, Ryan Herdman, 9 points, and they were all in the third quarter. Down to the low block, they get to the big fella, Nick Wentz. He can't get the shot to go. Rebound brought down by Alex Buechler. Here comes Goble in the front court. Gives it off to Herdman. Herdman casts the 17-footer, no good. And a foul called on the Ralston Rams. Alex Buechler, his third. Problem now is every foul is a free throw. And we will walk to the other end. So the foul was sent. Max Ayoub to the line. 4-1-1. I've got Max with 17 points and 11 rebounds so far in the basketball game. And Ayoub will try and add to that total right here. On the way and good. So the bonus coming up for Ayoub, 47-31. And the second free throw now for the senior Max Ayoub. On the way and right through there as well. So Ayoub having a great night, 19 points, perfect at the line in 7 attempts. And Golden will bring it across for Ralston. Grand Island playing a lot better here in the last month. They might be somebody to watch for when the district pairings come out. We'll see who they get matched up against. Right now, the Rams with it. Out on the right side to Herdman. Herdman's going to dribble away from his own bench. 6:45 to go. To the high post, draws the double team. Throws it over to Cleveron. They play catch, lob it into the left-hand corner for Buechler. Buechler's going to take that three, and it is off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound. Sam Foltz is trying to grab it. Finally does. Ralston is 4 of 12 from three-point land. Grand Island's 0 of 8. Free throw shooting, the Islanders 10 of 16, Ralston 3 of 9. Ayoub on the right wing. Has the ball, holds the ball, swings it back up top, into the hands of Ogden. Over to Foltz, top of the circle. Here's Ayoub again, dishes it off underneath. Nice look for an easy layup, Nick Wentz. Wentz now with 6 points in the ball game on a beautiful assist from Max Ayoub. And that takes the lead out to 19, the largest of the game. Ralston had cut it to 11, but that's as close as they've gotten in the second half. And now it's out to 19, and the Islanders can put it in cruise control. Cleveron for the three. It's up and in. And I think we also have a foul away from the ball. Three-pointer by Andy Cleveron, his third of the ball game. And it will count. And then there's a foul on Ralston. So the foul then is on Buechler, his fourth. He's got 4. Simpson has 4. Herdman and Fittigone have 3 each. And Wentz now will walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up and in. Heartland Event Center has a lot coming up. The NSAA Cheer and Dance Championships. You've got a world championship fight coming up at the end of the month. Of course, Fodder Park Horse Racing just across. As the second free throw is no good, and it's going to be swatted out of bounds. Last touch by Ralston, so Grand Island gets it back, 51-34. And the Islanders will throw it into the backcourt with 5:35 to go. Trying to trap the man, Aaron Ogden. Ogden gets it to AU, swings it right side. Every once in a while, Ralston just decides, we're going right after you. We're going to bring all the pressure we can possibly bring on the ball. And they have done a good job of forcing a turnover from time to time, but the Islanders have not turned the ball over yet in the second half after having 10 in the first half. And holding it out front is Aaron Ogden. Ogden, left-handed dribble, drives, kicks it off to the big fellow Wentz, who kicks it back out top to Foltz. Rotate it right side, reverse it into the hands of AU, but he'll dribble it back out. 5 minutes to go in the game, 51-34 Islanders. The premier game tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic won the Battle of Unbeatens over Norfolk Catholic, 47-45, close all the way. Islanders got a little bit of a cushion in the fourth quarter and then hung on. Here's the drive by Schuler, left-hander off the window and in. Travis Schuler with a nice drive, putting it high off glass. It's a 19-point lead, 53-34, Schuler with 7 points in the ballgame. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down all the final stats and recap the day as the three-pointer by Herdman is off the mark this time. Nobody can grab the rebound. It's going to stay with Ralston. And Riker Fife now returns to the lineup for GI. And also back in, Corey Folan. Two more games in the regular season for Grand Island at Kearney Thursday. Or home against Kearney, excuse me, Kearney at Grand Island Thursday and at Columbus next Saturday. Earlier this year, Kearney beat GI 60-51 when the Bearcats were red hot at the beginning of the season. Ralston, three-pointer. Godel puts it up, too strong. Backside rebound again, not grabbed, but punched out of bounds by the Islanders, and Ralston will get another opportunity. Here comes Matt Winkleman into the ball game. So Ralston will throw it in. In fact, just to tell you the kind of turnover that Ralston has had, they have four players on the program that didn't even make the trip. Four guys have suited up in their place as the drive and the shot is no good by Herdman. The rebound is brought down by Fife to the other end, and we've got a collision at the hoop that will bring more free throws for the Islanders. Just hasn't been a whole lot of excitement in this game. Winkleman with the foul. It's the 10th team foul. Two free throws coming up for Sam Foltz, who has yet to score in the basketball game. He'll get two chances here, and the first one is good. So Sam with his first point, 54-34, the lead at 20. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Foltz, who only averages about a point a game, gets two here, and it's 55-34. Checking in now for Grand Island is going to be Chase Golzo for the first time. Three players average right at 12.5 points in Schuler, Ayoub, and Fife. And tonight, Ayoub has 19. Here's a three in the corner that's up and in again by Kleperod. He is the only guy that's been able to hit much for the three-point line. He's hit his fourth of the ball game. And it's 55-37. Islanders have the ball with 3.5 to go. Driving in is Ogden. Looks to kick out to Fife. Back to Ogden in front of his own bench. He'll go up top of the circle to Corey Folan. Folan puts the ball on the floor against the man-to-man and dishes it off to Jack Jeffries, who's back in the ball game. Islanders being patient here, letting some clock run. Fife, crossover dribble, throws it on the wing to Ogden, right back out to Riker. This time they get into the hands of Golzo, gets into the paint, little floater comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Winkleman. Up the floor come the Ralston Rams. Thinking about the three is Herdman, fakes it, and then kicks it back out top to Winkleman. 3 minutes remaining in the game as the Rams pass it around the perimeter. This one knotted down in the second half at all. Here's a three-pointer on the way for Herdman, no good. And the rebound brought down by the Islanders. Aaron Ogden will walk the ball up the floor here for GI. Ogden backs it up. Into the ball game is Hamawu, and he is keeping an eye on him. Right now, the Islanders seem content to let that clock run and get out of here. 5 second count on, and I'm not sure that he's aware of it. Ogden still dribbling, finally gets it off the last moment to Fife. Five left hand dribble. Not much going on. Not much movement down low either. Ogden has it. Now Ralston tries to pick up the defensive pressure. They give it to Folan. Now get it inside to Fife. Leaves it into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. No good by Golso. And out of bounds it goes to Ralston. So the Islanders were able to chew up a lot of clock on that possession, but not be able to pick up any points. 2:03 remaining in the game. Grand Island 55, Ralston 37. And checking in for the Islanders is going to be Rauch Rahm. And also coming in for Coach Hofeld is going to be Spencer Wicker. So clearing the bench, anybody that hasn't been in, looks like they're getting in right here. And the Islanders will improve to 12-7, and Ralston will fall to 8-12 when this ball game hits its final buzzer. With under 2 minutes to go, Golo, Cleveron, in the corner, another three. That time it does not go, and nobody grabs the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Grand Island. 1:50 remains. The Islanders were up 30-16 at halftime. Grand Island trouble getting the ball inbounds, and a nice save that time by Folland. Gets it up ahead to Goldslow, who drives, kicks it underneath, and the shot of Rahm is going to be blocked underneath, but it goes right back into the hands of Spencer Wickert, and Wickert will put it up and in. Shot was blocked inside there, I believe, by Fittigone, but it goes right into the hands of Wickert, and Wickert scores. 57-37. Into the ball game for Ralston. Sandlin. Sandlin gets it to the baseline. Driving and scoring is Goldel. 6 points for Jake in the contest. 57-39, and a foul in the backcourt by Ralston. And with 10 team fouls, that means the double bonus is coming up. So two free throws with 1:11 to go in the contest. And Corey Folan. Foul on Golo is his first. And Folan, one of one at the line, 7 points, all in the first half. It's his first point of the second half, and it is 58-39. And the second free throw on the way, and it is in. So both free throws hit by Corey Folan. He's got 9 points, 59-39. And checking into the ball game for the Islanders. Looks like a face that we didn't have on the roster there, and we apologize for that. So number 23 will be our mystery man here for Grand Island for the final minute. Golo will drive. He'll put up the runner on the right baseline. No good. Trying to get his own rebound. Also in for the Islanders. Another mystery man, number 41. And as we play out the string, the Islanders will drive and score. One more for Spencer Wicker. 61-39. A 22-point lead with 40 seconds to go. Ralston gets it down the low block. Making a move, trying to get a shot as Fittigone got his ball deflected away. Tonio grabs it, puts it back up and in. So Fittigone with his second bucket, 61-41. Islanders, another three on the way. Wickert hits it. Wickert, 7 points here in the fourth quarter, and the only three that Grand Island made tonight was with 20 seconds remaining. Goldel has 10 seconds. Ralston looking for one more shot, one more bucket. Golo kicks it out to Cleveron. 4 seconds. Cleveron into the paint. Kicks it out on the wing. Here's the jumper on the way. Hamaloo. It's off the mark. No good. And the fourth annual Heartland Hoops Classic has come to an end with the final score. Grand Island 64. Ralston 41. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck at State to a great group of Central Nebraska wrestlers from everyone at Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney.
Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island for our final Misco Sports postgame show of the day. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. If you're looking ahead towards track or softball or baseball or soccer, they've got the gear, the uniforms, the hats, the gloves, the bats, the shoes. It's all at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, Grand Island 64 and Ralston 41. As we take a look now at the final numbers for the Ralston Rams, Andy Cleverod had 12 points to lead the team. All the buckets were three-pointers, one rebound. Ryan Herdman, 9 points, all of the third quarter. He had three rebounds. Will Bassett, 2 points, three rebounds. Brad Simpson, 4 points, five rebounds. Alex Beekler, 4 points, four rebounds, and one block shot. Matt Dietrich had a rebound. Matt Winkleman had a rebound. Tony Ophidione had 4 points, two rebounds, and a block. Bright Hamawu had one rebound, and Jake Gottle had 6 points and one rebound. Nine rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting 0 of 4 in the first half and 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting 2 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers for Ralston, 9 in the first half, and cut that down to just 2 in the second half of play. Ralston had 16 points at halftime. They did get 25 more in the second half, and the Rams finish with 41 points, 22 rebounds in the basketball game, 3 of 9 from the free throw line. They were 6 of 19 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 11 turnovers as Ralston will fall to 8 and 12 on the season. And up next, they will host Bennington on Tuesday night and play Omaha Scutt on the 22nd. We'll look at the numbers for Grand Island right after this. Timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We're pleased to be joined by Grand Island head coach Jeff Hofeld after the 64-40 win over Ralston. And Coach, your kids came out, put some pressure on the Rams. They didn't hit a lot of shots early. Second half was not cruise control because your kids played well, but you were never in danger of losing this basketball game. It looked like your kids came out and did what you wanted them to do.
Yeah, they did. They came out and pressured well and got some stops. And like you said, you know, Ralston missed some shots and they had some good looks in the first half, and then they just didn't go in. I was really disappointed in our rebounding effort. I thought we could have rebounded the ball better. But at the same time, you know, we came out and put pressure on them and took some things away that they wanted to do.
I think the rebounding changed a little bit in the second half, too. Max did have a real good first half, cleaning the glass up there and keeping the ball alive. Max had a really good game tonight. I had him for 19 points and 11 boards. So
yeah.
I know you're very balanced. It just happened to be his night, and he made every free throw that he shot. I think it was 7-7.
Yeah, and that's encouraging because we've been struggling from the free throw line. So it's really encouraging when he focuses and gets in that district mode. You know, last year he hit those two game winners against Fremont. So it's good to see him hit and be successful from the line.
I had the Islanders 17 of 24 from the free throw line tonight. So no real mess ups in that. As you look at your ball club now. You've won six of your last eight. What's going on that has changed things around for your team?
Well, I think a couple things. One, we're getting really good shots on the offensive end. You know, tonight we attacked the basket really well. And, you know, for the last 15 games, we shot over 40% from the field. And, I attribute that to, just, number one, kids working hard in the off season, and then the second thing is they're really moving the ball and looking for what we do well.
It seemed like, and I don't keep the assists, but it seemed like about every bucket tonight, somebody had an assist. You did find the opening in transition. Every once in a while, the guards would see that nobody stepped in and filled the lane, and they'd take it to the rack, but it did seem like you moved the ball well tonight.
Right, and you know, again, I think, you know, our guys play pretty smart basketball. When they attack the basket, they're going up strong, and, you know, that's something we really encourage them to do, and so we're happy to see that.
Now you have two games left in the regular season with Kearney and Columbus, and the way you're playing, you got to think, obviously, these are very winnable games. You'd like to avenge a loss to Kearney, and Columbus is struggling a little bit, but,
yeah.
Well, you get a couple of more wins, and that's really going to set some things up for maybe some promising district play.
Right, and, you know, Kearney lost tonight to North Star, and I know Lincoln High beat Miller South. That was two teams ahead of us. So we have great opportunities right now heading into districts, and if we win out, it'll play well for us, I think.
Finally, Jeff, the Islanders get back here into the Heartland Hoops Classic. Is that a good thing? You like being back in here, and next year we already understand you're going to be back and you're going to play South Sioux City.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
that's great if you're about 18-1 at that time next year. That should be a heck of a matchup. But your thoughts about getting back into
the Classic? We're real excited. We love this environment. We thank Tino and Pro Team for putting this on and making us a part of it. It's just a fun atmosphere to play in.
Coach, thanks for giving us some time and continued success throughout the rest of the season. Great to see you again.
Hey, good to see you.
Hey,
thanks.
The Chanticleer is a 14-4.
I know. It's amazing. That's good, isn't it? Love Mike Bechtel.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, see ya.
Jeff Hofeld, of course, formerly coached up at the old alma mater for a couple of years up at Ord, and it got him to a state tournament in, here tonight. He gets the Islanders to 12-7, and let's take a look at the final numbers for Grand Island. Sam Foltz, 2 points, one rebound. Travis Schuler, 7 points and 3 rebounds. Max Ayoub, a game-high 19 points and 11 rebounds. Riker Fife, 9 points, 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. Corey Foland, 9 points, 1 rebound. Aaron Ogden, 4 points, 1 rebound. Spencer Wickard came into the fourth quarter and got 7 points. And Nick Wendt, 7 points, 5 rebounds and 2 blocked shots. 16 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half, as Coach was talking about maybe not getting as many boards as the game progressed on. Free throw shooting 6 of 9 in the first half, 11 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting 0 of 4 in the first half and 1 of 6 in the second half. Wickard hit one with about 15 seconds left for the only 3. Grand Island, I didn't have the Islanders, 0 turnovers in the second half. That's pretty impressive, and 10 in the first half. 30 points at halftime, 34 in the second half. The Islanders, 64 points, 25 rebounds, 17 out of 24 from the free throw line, 1 of 10 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 10 turnovers all in the first half for Grand Island. The Islanders improved to 12-7 on the season with a 64-41 win over Ralston. Grand Island will be hosting Kearney on Thursday and travel to Columbus for the regular season finale on Saturday. And before we get out of here, in case you missed anything from earlier today, 46-40, Centura wins the first game today over Sandy Creek in overtime. Sutton beat Pierce 44-39. Fremont Bergen over Kearney Catholic 63-50. St. Cecilia down Milford 52-45. Boys Town over Ravenna 67-53. Gretna pulled away from Adams Central 69-45. In the battle of unbeatens and top two teams in C1, Grand Island Central Catholic 47, Norfolk Catholic 45, and it was Grand Island 64 and Ralston 41. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see them. Get your uniforms ordered for the upcoming baseball and softball season. New bats and gloves arriving daily. Check them out at Misco Sports. Tomorrow, it's our annual wrestling rally beginning at 3 o'clock, a preview of the 2011 state meet. We'll talk with a ton of area coaches and a few of the area wrestling qualifiers as well. Our next basketball is Tuesday. Back here in Grand Island, the C19 girls sub-district semifinals at Northwest High School. At 5:30, Minden will play the Gibbon Wood River winner, and at 7:15, Kearney Catholic will play Centura. So, for our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, for Nate Krug, for Grant Sparks, who was with us earlier today. We thank all the fine sponsors and say thanks for joining us. This is Doug Duda saying, once again, the final score, Grand Island 64, Ralston 41. Thanks to Tino Martinez and everyone here at the Heartland Event Center as the fourth annual Heartland Hoops Classic is in the books. We'll see you tomorrow for wrestling on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.